Welcome to the show, guys. Zane Rosa back here. This is the Upstarts Podcast, and I am sincerely grateful to be back with you guys so I can talk about AI and talk about things that process the data in our lives. And more importantly, moreover, the most important thing is figuring out discussions about how you can use data, transform your life, transform your business, transform who you are as a person by fueling yourself, literally fueling yourself with the right info, the right data. Information is a service, not a product. Things that you use, the data that surrounds our lives that we think outlines what is right, what's wrong. We can change those things. If we fueled ourselves with the stuff that supports us, not detracts from us, and then we can make those dreams that we have part of the reality, part of what people say is true. Without that, with a lot of that high fluent out of the way, I want to stick to something really concrete today. I don't have a lot of tech specific knowledge for or comments for you today. It's really just a way for me to break back into the norm. And I got something here for you today that's a personal experience, though. I think this is something that is a valuable thing that I'm going through right now. And I just want to share my two cents on it because, you know, this episode is about how to say goodbye to people. And for the longest time, for the past couple of weeks, the reason I haven't been able to, well, one of the reasons, really the only reason, is my own lack of commitment. But one of the reasons I haven't been able to get on with you guys is it's been the last couple of weeks of my senior year of high school, and I've had a hard time saying goodbye to it. I've had a hard time, you know, being able to manage my time, being able to, between school, between all the last events, between all, just the emotions as well. I think it's a good moment to me to at least break back, and if this helps you, great, and if it doesn't, please let me know. And then we can see who's right, and let's see, because I don't believe I have the right answers in my two cents. It's something I'm fascinated with. I could be making mistakes here, and if I'm not, please accept it, and forgive me for it. Let's just, and we can keep moving forward and see how we can all get better in the future. These are three tips that have helped me, as I think, navigate the last couple weeks here in high school. And this is about how to say goodbye to people. You know, a lot of us here, you know, I moved a lot, you know, from Pakistan to New York to Brockton and then Grafton, all these different places. So the fact that I got to spend at least the last 10 years in this town, you know, you build connections. And be able to, and having to say goodbye to those can be something that I feel can be emotional for me and for a lot of other people. And these three things is not something that you need to go out and spend a lot of whole money for, you know, because a lot of people will make grad parties for. But these are simple things, simple little tips that you can put right now if you're going through, you know, a graduation or, you know, if you have to say goodbye to your brother who's about to move away for a new job. And the first thing is to don't judge the moment. I like to not judge the moment, you know. Moving away from people, it's a part of life, right? And it doesn't necessarily have to mean, you know, it may hurt. But it doesn't have to mean that, you know, the person that's leaving you is wrong, or that you're wrong, or that something is that's bad is going on. And it's something I came across personally in my own time here at Grafton High School, because, you know, as we move apart, of course, yeah, we've known each other, our high school pals for the past, you know, 10 years or whatever, we've grown up together. Some of you guys out in the audience, I think you've moved around even more than me, so you might not even have this experience. But for those of us who've lived in maybe the same town for maybe 5 years more or more, the important thing I think we should remember is it's not wrong. It's not wrong to finally move away. It's not like we're abandoning each other. We're spreading our wings. We grow apart, you know? And if it hurts, well, think about it, you know? It's for a better cause. And it's you know, it's because we're only moving to get away from each other because we both, you know, we're both going to college. We both have made the decision, whether we really face it or not, that actually, yeah, we have better things to go on, you know, than sticking around with each other forever. And that's just something that, and there are going to be times in life that, you know, you do have to move away from each other. And the fact of the matter is that there are better things out for us out there. And this could be actually a great moment that we can look back on and to say that was actually the right thing for me. So first tip is don't judge the moment. It's a long-term game. You know, there's all the chance in the world that it can be something better out there. And this leads me into our second point here, which is to set goals for new activity. You know, there's not a lot of people out there that can, at least I would say, who can stick around with the same group of people for the whole entirety of their life and stay, you know, active, stay vibrant, stay motivated. You know, I got my grandparents out in Pakistan. If they don't have grandkids, it might even be subconscious, but they get so low energy, no vibration, no nothing out of it. But the reason that my grandparents out in Pakistan, they're always, every week we call them, and they're always happy. They got vibrant. They're like, they've got energy and life back in them. It's because they always got, you know, new activity. I don't want to just have pictures of, you know, my kids from 15 years ago. I don't have any kids, but I'm speaking from the experience of my grandparents. Of just my kids from 1968 on the wall, and there's no new activity coming in. You know, new activity, it's intimidating. Of course it's intimidating. But it's also what you use to justify getting up today and going to work and being inspired and wanting to do more, wanting to be more, wanting to live up to some ambition. So, you know, for me, I've been, you know, going through everything here with high school. But one of the reasons I think I've helped to mitigate the emotional is I'm not letting everything in my life stop just because I'm graduating, right? In fact, I'm taking on more projects and new projects. I even do stuff that I normally wouldn't do, you know, which is like, for instance, it's Ramadan, I'm fasting, and I usually don't get involved too much in the center. But because it's Ramadan, who cares if I'm graduating from high school? Let's get started on this in this spiritual sense, on these spiritual projects. I'm fundraising for the center, I'm volunteering, I'm doing all this stuff. And I'm not doing this to brag, but what it does is, I'll tell you from my experience, and there's always that one thing that you got in the back of your mind. It's like having a kid, you know? When you have a kid and you're around your friends from, or at least, I never had kids again, but when you start a new job, you know, and you're around your friends, it helps you because, you know, instead of getting all sucked into all the emotional, all the same, you know, nonchalant conversations that don't really go anywhere. You have in the back of your mind, oh, I got this responsibility. I got to go back there. I got to make sure that this gets done. And I think that's a good starting place for people that have ambition, that want to do more, to take on new things and to keep yourself busy and to keep yourself, you know, focused on stuff other than the stuff that doesn't, you know, feed your productivity. And then, you know, as tough it is to face it, if you really, you know, were going to, if you're really meant to stick with this person long term, then they will end up back in those projects and in that purpose and in that mission that you're going into. You got to live for the long term, and you got to live for the mission. And that's the third point here. These all three work together. Is realize it's not really the end. It doesn't have to be the end. Unless your friend or your person is dying soon. And even then, if they have kids that they pass on and that they can live through, it's not necessarily the end. Just because you say goodbye doesn't mean you're saying good farewell. You know, there's plenty of people who will graduate high school and then they'll meet up with their friends in a couple years and If there's been change on both sides of the friendship, they could be completely different people. But if they're both completely different people, the equation is still balanced, right? And you can laugh about it. And at the same time, think about it. You've hopefully done more with your life. You have more experiences. You're wiser. You're more mature. You're not always thinking about just the simple, simplistic things that are always talking about high school, like girls, boys, cars, partying, all these things. You get to talk about with your new friend, with your old friends, new subjects and more important subjects. So at the end of this video, at the end of this podcast we're here, I think the takeaway from today is, you know, think about it long term, set new goals, you know, live for more ambition, and realize, you know, it's good to change. Change can be powerful. Change, you got to embrace things that you can't control and use them to, you know, get stronger. Don't spend time judging the pains and the sorrows of life. And you're going to keep on moving and you keep on developing. Life is set up that way, you know, in a strange sense. If you do the work, if you do the things that count. I was just sitting down with one of my high school substitute teachers who's spent the last 50 years or so teaching, just substitute teaching. And he's fulfilled his life doing those types of things. And he's just pouring belief in me the whole time, you know, working hard and having responsibility. Those things, and then mapping them to your ambition, you can still find happiness no matter how successful you become or in terms of success that we can't control, like the amount of money that we ultimately can't control, like, you know, winning $1 billion. That those are things that if you set goals like that, and you set goals that I'm going to always have these people around, those are a little bit unrealistic. But keeping to the principles and keeping to goals, like every single day I'm going to do this, every single day I'm going to work towards this, and I got these missions and I got these small milestones, or maybe not small but consistent and measurable milestones, I believe we can have the best success ever. So with that, thank you for listening to this episode of the Upstarts Podcast. I know I might have come across a little bit of a rant today, all just nonstop, but I hope you enjoyed it. Please let me know what your thoughts were on this. I'll see you guys all on the next episode of the Upstarts Podcast. Thank you for listening. God bless.